Welcome to the IMAT Solutions podcast series. Today, we have the special pleasure of speaking with Rob Marsh, VP of Product and Program Management at IMAT, as well as Matt Davis, Director of Product Management at IMAT Solutions, about the new IMAT C3 framework. And they'll also be providing insights into the benefits, challenges, and opportunities with regards to schema slash structured environments versus the data lake environment. And Rob and Matt, how are you both doing today?
Great. Thanks, Matt.
Great. Thank you, Matt.
Sure. Thanks for joining us. And let's start it off at the top. And this one goes to Rob. Rob, tell us about the IMAT C3 framework.
The IMAT C3 framework came about and was developed over time. And really, the idea behind it is, through experience when dealing with customers, we talk about the quality of data is how do we quantify and how do we understand the quality of the data that we have? And it's a very broad subject, and there's a number of different factors that influence it. But what we've seen is that there's really three components that define or allow us to explain whether or not we not only have the quality that we need within our data, but that we have all the data and that the data is available when we need it. And that really created or formed the C3 framework. And in terms of supporting and understanding the framework so that when we talk about it, we can actually address specifics for each of those three concepts, we then created what we call the Data Confidence Index, which is a series of questions that allow, you know, users of clinical data to go through and help them understand and quantify within each of those three areas where they actually are in terms of technology or processes. So it's not about specifically what technology you're using, because in a lot of cases, you might have manual processes that are being used to fulfill the needs, which is fine. But really understanding so that you can quantify that someone says to you, do you have good quality data? Is it available when you need it? You're able to sit down and have an intelligent conversation and explain it to them, or otherwise identify where you have weaknesses or where you have gaps within those areas that need to be filled, either through technology or improved processes.
Thanks, Rob. Great insights there. And if you don't mind, can you break down what exactly are the three C's?
Sure, Matt. The three C's talk to a clean, comprehensive, and current data. And by clean, we talk about the ability to be able to validate, standardize, and normalize the data that you receive. When we talk about comprehensive, we really talk about to the breadth of the data. So whether it's your typical HL7, CCD, CCDA type records, claims data, or whether it's your unstructured data, like your transcriptions, you know, Word documents, progress notes, discharge summaries, really being able to access that information in terms of the validation process, the normalization process, terminology services. And so again, the comprehensive is about the extent of the data that you have. And then the current refers to the ability to access all of your information when and where you need it. So not just the data that came in the last couple of minutes or the last month or two, but really accessing all of the information, your historical data that might go back 12 years. So when I'm doing my analytics, when I'm looking at my population, the risk within my populations, the ability to access all of that information. So we know that we've got processes in terms of that it's clean, validated, and normalized. We know that we have access to all of the data and it's comprehensive. And then we know that we can access it when and where we need it.
That's great. Rob, thanks for those insights there. And if you don't mind, gentlemen, let's pivot real quick. I'm going to ask this next question for Matt. So Matt, tell us about the two types of data environments that care organizations are dealing with today.
Yeah, sure. So a lot of organizations are used to storing data in kind of the traditional storage mechanisms where you've got SQL, NoSQL, and both of those have a structure that's kind of built around the data elements that you're interested in. And so that kind of makes up the one half of the environments where things are highly structured. And you can even vary in the levels of how structured they are. You can go from tightly structured and typed like SQL, and you can go to a little bit more loose schema in the like NoSQL style, but they still have structure and they're really built around the data and getting at that data. The other environment that exists are the schemaless or the unstructured, right? So you're going to be storing data in kind of its raw form and really just not having any preconceived notions around what's in the data, how to get value out of the data. It's really just kind of a storage mechanism and just putting that data into one block. You know, some of the two types of environments that organizations are really dealing with today, that you've got highly structured data and then you've got kind of data storage and unstructured. It's just kind of in this raw format and how it comes in.
That's great. Thanks, Matt. So if you don't mind, tell us about the benefits and challenges of what, you know, what you're mentioning, like the schema structured environments versus the data lake environment.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Really, what you've got a lot of pros and cons on both sides. So in the highly structured and schema environment, you're going to have well-known data. You understand what you can go after. You can do a lot of planning and sanitization of the data in specific elements, a lot of normalization and standardization at that layer. And so for a really long time, the structured data and the structured elements has really been pivotal in being able to drive analytics and to make decisions out of the data, but it comes at a cost. So the cost is that I have to understand my data when I go in. I really have to know exactly how it's going to be used, and that how it will be used drives how I build the structure, how I organize it. And even in more loose terms with NoSQL, you still have to really understand what's in the data, because if you're not going to wrap structure around those elements, then it's very difficult later down the pipeline if you want to use that, those elements that weren't particularly pieced out. And in many cases, even those elements just aren't even available. And so if you do need to run reports or analytics or gain some insight into your data that's not in those structured forms, well, that basically means you're going back to your IT or your DevOps team and you're working with them to identify how to pull out the data. You're talking about how can I structure and normalize this, and how does that affect the other tables and the other organization we've already got in place. And you're going to have to rebuild indexes, re-optimize your queries, your backend. And some of these changes might even affect reports or queries that have been running for a long time. And so there's a lot of testing that goes into this and making sure that things are really clean and still structured. And that can make for kind of a relational soup in your backend while you're trying to maintain and keep the structure you had before while still trying to gain access to the other data. And in a data lake environment, that they really aim to release that kind of pressure of having to know everything when you go in. And so the conveniences of a data lake is that you can push all of your data into the system and you have access to all of it all the time. But again, there's trade-offs there as well. So the trade-off you're going to be facing is whenever you do need to go for data and it's the first time that you're accessing this particular data within your data set, it comes at a high cost of computing, right? So you've got to take all of this data and pass it through your ETL on the fly. And all of this is causing CPU power. It comes at a infrastructure cost. You're going to need a lot of different technologies working in tandem together to push this through and build structure on the fly for your data. The nice thing with this is that you don't need to know everything, but you're going to pay for it in terms of hardware and expertise cost to be able to get that data whenever you want.
Great insights there, Matt. And that's a perfect segue to my next question. If you don't mind, tell us about how IMAT allows basically for the best of both worlds when it comes to both of these data environments and why this is such a differentiator.
Yeah, again, great question. And really, IMAT's technology was really built for unstructured data. And so we operate at a level that's very different from your traditional indexing technologies, where you'll pick just one field and you'll index that technology. So what IMAT allows you to do is have all of the known fields in a structured schema environment while still pairing it with the ability to get access to any of your data at any time. And so how IMAT does this is our initial ETL pass will go through and pull out all of these key fields and these fields that you want to have the structure for. You know that these are important fields. You already know the use case for them. And so we can build those out and allow kind of this framework for people to build off and to have analytics that run and to have specific data that's already known and understood. And at the same time, our indexing technology will index literally everything in every document. So we'll have every word, every pair, every triplicate. And that gives us the ability to look at all of this unstructured data at any time and get access to the specific records that have this very quickly. And that allows for you to still have the speed and structure that you're going to have with schemaed environments while still being able to take advantage of all the data, even if it's not something that you knew going in, because our technology is going to allow you to zero in on that data and understand what that is. And that actually helps to drive data insights, right? So you're on the fly able to say, ask questions and have your data tell you those stories in real time. And those stories will then lead to new ways of looking at your data and new forms of building the structure that won't impact anything that you've done in the past. You can still maintain all of the environments that you had set up before, but you still can access and pull out that data insight in real time and be able to see what your data has within it, even if you didn't know what was there before you started.
Oh, that's perfect. And what a great way to end this podcast interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive IMAT Solutions podcast interview with Rob Marsh, VP of Product and Program Management at IMAT, as well as Matt Davis, Director of Product Management at IMAT Solutions. And these gentlemen were kind enough to talk about the IMAT C3 framework, and they also provided insights into the benefits, challenges, and opportunities with regards to schema/structured environments versus the data lake environment. And Rob and Matt, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Matt. It's always a pleasure. It's great working with you.
Likewise. Thanks, Matt.